Howdy, neighbors. Hey, good morning, everybody. Pre-opening market analysis time here on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. I'm Ron Hayes, and we're, of course, coming back in after the holiday. Monday, midday, is when we basically shut down our markets, our agricultural futures markets, and now we're reopening on this Wednesday morning after the 4th of July. Let's talk about where we may be headed today as far as our agricultural futures are concerned. We will start with the livestock trade in just a moment.
Have you recently purchased real estate or ever wondered where the boundaries of your existing property are? A land survey is the only way to know for sure. The Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors wants to remind you of the importance of an accurate land survey. Whether clearing trees, building a fence for an addition to your home, a survey should be performed by a licensed land surveyor. To locate a professional licensed land surveyor near you, visit us on the web at www.osls.org.
One of the great summertime traditions, Week in the Rockies 29, coming up the 10th through the 14th of July, put on by Superior Livestock, originating from Breckenridge, Colorado. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 233,000 head. To check out the full schedule, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117. Week in the Rockies 29, July 10th through the 14th at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. When we reopen our live cattle and feeder cattle contract trade on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange this Wednesday morning, we're coming off losses, red ink, from Monday's shortened trade. We did trim the losses. It's important to note that we did see after some bigger losses earlier in the day on Monday, as we got toward the early close, we did trim the losses, especially on the live cattle contracts. Now, we're continuing to see a meltdown on the box beef trade. It was lower again in Monday's session by over $1 a hundredweight. We're now down around that $15 choice select spread now, after being more than $30 choice select spread back early June, late May, early June. Now, we're looking at live cattle contracts heading into the open today. August live cattle off 55 cents from Monday, 115.75. The December contract down 32 at 115.47. August feeder cattle contracts off $1.82 at 146.10. And the November contract down 87 at 144.90. As far as where we're maybe headed today with the grain, the oilseed, the energy complex, let's talk about that up next.
The key to a resilient farm and ranch is soil health. Learn to apply soil health principles to enhance grazing and crop production in your operation at a free workshop in Enid, Thursday, July 6th, presented by No-Till on the Plains. Learn from producers experienced in continuous no-till and industry experts on the science beneath the soil. Get tips on livestock integration, cover crops, rotations, and more. Sponsored by Oklahoma State University and Green Cover Seed, visit notill.org for details and registration.
We had a strong close this past Monday before the holiday, and we may have some fall-through buying off of that. And also, it does look like weather forecasts remain the feature focus for traders as a heat dome is starting to build over the west. It's still a little bit west of Oklahoma proper, but we're just a matter of days before that high-pressure dome of pressure is going to be in, and summertime hot weather dominance is going to be on top of us. Already a lot of concerns about the northern plains. The current forecast has about 25% of the corn belt dry as we approach pollination. North plains spring wheat and row crops remain in unfavorable growing conditions because of the droughty conditions that they are facing right now. Crop condition reports will be released this afternoon. Trade is expecting further deterioration in the good to excellent categories for corn, soybeans, as well as for spring wheat. As we get ready to trade today, the September Kansas City wheat finished Monday up 30 cents, 559.5. The corn futures, December corn, ended up on the day up 7.25, 399.25. November soybeans finished up 26 cents at 980.75. And that's our pre-opening market analysis for this Wednesday. I'm Ron Hayes on the Oklahoma Farm Report.